This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostrup. CIA Director Mike Pompeo says President Trump has been extremely clear in his message to North Korea.
The president's made very clear to the North Korean regime how America will respond if certain actions are taken. We are hopeful that the leader of that country will understand them in precisely the way they are intended, to permit him a place to get where we can get the nuclear weapons off the peninsula.
Pompeo was a guest on Fox News Sunday. Meanwhile, the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office releases its analysis this week on the effect of ending key Obamacare payments.
The payments, known as cost-sharing reductions, reimburse insurance companies for giving discounted policies to low-income people. President Donald Trump is threatened to cancel those payments. Uncertainty over the future of the payments has led some insurance companies to leave the health care exchanges. It has also led to proposed premium increases for next year. The issue of cost-sharing reimbursements is part of the larger effort on the part of Congress to repeal and replace Obamacare. Most recent efforts to do so in the Senate fell short. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Most of us have been paying a little more at the pump lately.
In the past 3 weeks, gasoline prices are up about 8 cents to $2.40 regular grade, but it certainly is not everywhere. There's a few markets where the price is still in decline.
Fuel price analyst Trilby Lundberg says the average price of a gallon of regular jumped 8 cents nationally over the past 3 weeks, up to $2.40 a gallon, 23 cents more than where it was a year ago. But she says it's still well below where it was back in mid-August of 2015, 2014, and 2013. Cheapest gas was in Jackson, Mississippi at $2.08 a gallon. She said the most expensive gas found was in San Francisco at $3.02 a gallon. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
I'm sure that every one of you understands the importance of oral care to your overall health. There's no denying the connection. I'm also sure that many of you have a sensitive mouth or sensitive gums or painful canker sores or, sadly, maybe even chemo sores from cancer treatment. What you may not know is that your mouthwash, especially if it's one of the brands that burns, may be making things worse. You should try non-irritating, alcohol-free Closis Oral Rinse. That's C-L-O-S-Y-S. Closis is like first aid for your mouth. It's as gentle as water, but it helps relieve common but uncomfortable, even painful issues in your mouth. Unlike other mouthwashes, Closis is also pH balanced, which eliminates the burn and irritation. Try Closis Oral Rinse for sensitive mouth, gums, and canker sores for pain-free oral care. That's C-L-O-S-Y-S. Closis. Learn more about the gentle, effective oral rinse at Closis.com or get Closis today at Walgreens, CVS Health, and Walmart.
Setting and achieving goals sounds easier than it actually is. Well, author Dr. Vince Bertram has written a new book targeting those that are trying to accomplish higher education. His book has shot up on the list of bestsellers in the Conservative Book Club. Editor-in-chief Chris Malagasy tells the Salem Radio Network that it's a must-read.
Really talking about, you know, the arts and sciences and classical education is still very important today. It's a wonderful read, and if you've got a college student or you are in college, I highly recommend it.
Dream Differently, Candid Advice for America's Students, holds the number two spot on the conservativebookclub.com. Dinesh D'Souza's latest book, The Big Lie, tops the bestseller list. Folks rooting for a snowy winter are going to like the forecast from the Farmer's Almanac, in the Northeast at least. The Maine-based almanac that goes on sale this week predicting a snowy winter from Maryland to Maine with five coastal storms for the region. More on these stories at townhall.com. Seattle remains one of the only places in the country that taxes firearm and ammo sales to raise money for gun violence research.
The Washington Supreme Court has upheld Seattle's so-called gun violence tax. The levy took effect last year, adding $25 to the price of a gun, plus up to 5 cents per round of ammunition. Apparently, Cook County, Illinois, which includes Chicago, is the only other jurisdiction with such a measure on the books. The National Rifle Association and other gun rights groups sued over Seattle's tax, along with gun stores and customers.
That's correspondent Rich Thomason. A Massachusetts police department is investigating a Facebook comment purportedly made by an officer mocking the violence yesterday in Charlottesville, Virginia. Say they're going to be taken before the police review board if the investigation finds that the officer did in fact make the comment. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Gil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour, America. Good to have you along with us. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Find out how you can connect with any one of the 280-plus affiliates we have around this great country of ours, even shortwave as well. So we're all over the place, and we thank you for joining us and getting involved in the conversation. Hey, the one and only Michael Dougherty joins us right now. Michael, a cybersecurity tech analyst, senior writer for Cyber Defense Magazine, a board member at Snoop Wall, the global leader in affordable breach prevention, also author of The Devil Inside the Beltway. Well, the devil seems to be inside some HBO emails these days, Michael Dougherty.
Yeah, I mean, the world has come to a stop. We wondered if a nuclear bomb would stop the press from talking about Donald Trump's mouth, but no, it's been Game of Thrones. It's a big deal, but I have to chuckle at what stops the press from paying attention. And obviously Hollywood loves to gaze at itself, so everyone's up in arms out there.
Well, that's what happens when you put a mirror out. They can't help but stare into it, right? They got to check themselves, make sure their hair is right, that it's all coiffed appropriately. So why not? I mean, that's just the nature of such a narcissistic institution as is Hollywood. But, of course, here it is. They've been hacked, and, the Game of Thrones. And, oh, my goodness, don't tell me about what's coming up in the next episode.
Yeah, that's true. Now, from the serious point of view, this is commerce. Most tech companies have much better security because it's their umbrella that they live under than non-tech companies. So I will be very curious as to see an entertainment company, how they were vulnerable. I will be curious to see how over time, because we got to remember to not finger point so much in such an early time. Don't throw stones in glass houses.
Exactly.
The vast majority of us, regardless of size of organization, are very insecure cybersecurity-wise. And because A, it's early, B, it's expensive, and C, it keeps changing every day.
Exactly. Well, it's not like John Podesta, was his email there through Hollywood being hacked with a very simple password usage. But yes, this is disturbing. And of course, the last time Hollywood got hacked was involved North Korea, didn't it?
Well, yeah, and that movie, and why everyone stopped, because of the movie, and it was a revenge hack, right? Because they were very. Don't ever offend a narcissist, especially when he's a tyrannical dictator.
Exactly.
So, true. And what was that again? Still, understandable carelessness. We shouldn't be too critical of who gets hacked right now, because it doesn't help. We really have to understand that everyone has to take what they can, but it is a constantly moving target. It is a challenge for everyone to fix a plane while it's flying in the air, and that's what we're asking everyone to do.
Well, 'tis the season for hackers, so I guess we could draw warning from all the hacking that is taking place, even in the simple confines of our own private emails, right?
True. Although the big thing about that is the private email things, the personal stuff tends to be someone holds it for ransom because it's valuable to you and no one else, and they're banking that you didn't back it up and you don't want to be embarrassed.
Exactly.
Big dogs like HBO being held for ransom on Bitcoin, that is a horse of a different color, and that's highly unusual and bad. I mean, HBO cannot pay that ransom. If they pay that ransom, there's going to be a disservice to all these other businesses because it's tough. But these guys are shameless. I mean, they usually do this to hospitals, and hospitals often have paid the ransom because you've got patient care that's being compromised and true life and death situations. So, you know, this is seriously bad because holding these people accountable, even if you find them, what are you going to do when they're in another country and the other country is adverse to the U.S. or they don't want to help you or don't want to spend their money to help you? So it's a tough situation for the world legal and judicial community, and we're all the victims for it.
Michael, I've been wanting to talk to you about this because with all the discussion going on with, the emails, the Russian hacking, and you have Donald Trump saying that, he believes the Russians hacked us, although the media kind of overlooks that because he says, well, yeah, it could have been the Russians, it could have been several other players, which I think is pretty plausible, and I think it echoes the sentiment of what other experts have said, but of course the media doesn't hear that he agreed that Russia, hacked in and did some things. What they hear is that there could have been other players. What is the challenge here in diagnosing and determining the fingerprint of all this?
Well, the challenge is when you've got a movement of media and politicos and Washington establishment that are willing to exploit a serious problem for political gain, they're making some valid accusations for the wrong reason, hence this faux and selective moral outrage. And that complicates relationships to get credible and international cooperation in solving this problem, because you are going to have an international cooperation. So the irony of the Democrats really not paying attention at all to Russia, laughing at Romney, if you remember, just a few years ago, and now using this as a ploy, it's pretty shameless. And there's a cost to it, because we're all hacking each other. I mean, listen, espionage is espionage. That didn't just start this week. It's just that the level of espionage and how it's bled everywhere is the issue. So, heck yeah. I'm sure I'm sure they're not going to stop because we say so. It's just not going to happen. No matter what, the whole thing has to get down to getting a technological solution, not a human solution, because humans are corrupt. And when they get too much power, and humans make mistakes, and still with all this sophistication going on, a lot of this stuff can happen because humans make mistakes. They open the wrong stuff. They click on the wrong link, and they leave something vulnerable inside a major organization. That's how they got in the State Department. That's how they got in the White House. We have to really understand that ultimately it's going to be the ingenuity and the entrepreneurialism of this country that's going to solve this problem, because there's going to be a big financial incentive to solve it.
Well, do you think it's solvable technologically, as you say, because you still have the human element involved here? Is it just something that passwords and everything of a secured nature has to be dynamic to where, passwords are constantly changing? Maybe that's where technology comes in. But you got people like us, that are flawed.
Too far away from the chain, basically. The solution's going to have to come at the foundation. We build all this stuff without a security or privacy foundation. So we've allowed all these basically animals out of the barn, and we have to work on closing the door and then building it so that they can't get out again. And that deals with millisecond reactive stuff. There's a lot of solutions going on. I'll tell you also, the the tech companies, and the tech companies especially in this country, have to be more supported and encouraged, especially the startup level. We have a government that is incompetent in and of its own right in cybersecurity, punitive in its practice against companies, which gets us nowhere, as we can see. But if you look at Israel, who is so phenomenally proactive on incubators and creating and holding and sort of, you know, care and feeding of these startups, who better than the Israelis are going to know about defense? Who has more
without a doubt. Well, Michael, we've got to hit the pause button. We got to go to break. We'll be right back. More from the cybersecurity tech analyst, Michael Dougherty, right after this.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies. Stopping the inflammation they create and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food, and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish raised grass-fed cows. Try it and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez live.
We're We're back with the America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Michael Dougherty is still with us. We're talking cybersecurity. Michael, before the break, you were mentioning Israel. Again, Israel has become world famous for national security, and they've led the way when it comes to security on the Internet. What else do we have to learn from them?
Well, let's just think about it. Logically, right? Who else is sitting in the center with guns pointed at them than Israel? So when your survival is on the line, you get your act together really quickly. And they understand that they have to work with the development and encourage it. They have a self-interest. They have a self-interest to see private enterprise thrive and be hugely successful. You know, there's a lot of people in the government of the United States that do not understand that. And that's why they're so punitive. And they just won't get it. But they get it in Israel, and they have a phenomenal incubator system where they've got a couple hundred companies, and you can get involved with them, and then you don't have to worry about your immediate sort of food and water, and you can focus on the development. And they've got really great stuff, and they come and show their stuff off at RSA in San Francisco every year, and it's, you know, it's something to learn from and to adapt, and we need to do that more. And you notice that is the smaller startups and the innovators, not a party around the president, whether it be Obama or Trump, where he just brings in the big dogs from Facebook and Google, et cetera. Those guys are way up at the top of the food chain. They're not the innovator guys. So it really kind of bothers me when they have these tech photo opportunities, but they're still not really prime the pump. We don't mean to make Google or Apple any richer and give them any more power. You know, we really need to work with the brilliance that we have in the tech world here at a really grassroots level.
Well, these guys you're talking about, you know, Google, Facebook, they're already defined. It's the worker bees, the guys that are coming up with the ideas, you know, at the ground level. It's the same thing in media. You know, the people that are already established, they've got their show. It's all pretty well done. You know, they follow a format. But you go into some of these smaller markets and you listen to some of these guys on the Internet and ladies on the Internet and the things that they come up with. Boy, they're absolutely brilliant. You know, but right now, I mean, it's a matter of time that they will be introduced en masse. You know, and I think that's a good opportunity. I had thought we may have lost that with the consolidation of the media, particularly in the radio industry. But thank God for the Internet. It has become the new playing field and the developmental field for media expression.
Yeah, and that type of innovation is classically American, and it's, you know, the difference is, I think, is that so many people now in this country take that for granted, and that's the danger. And when you take it for granted, you just think it falls, and you don't have your act together. And this is where we I want to say it for the 5,000th time today, but I just think the whole Israel incubator model is something to take away. If it's nothing more than just let's quit beating up. I mean, these lawyers that know nothing about technology in the government.
I know.
And lawyers that know nothing about medicine. How's that working for us, folks? It isn't.
Yep. Exactly.
We got to come back to our original roots and work on those strengths. It works every time.
Hey, can we talk DWS as in Debbie Wasserman Schultz just for fun?
Of course.
What are you talking about?
Something else, DWS. No.
Yeah, you thought, okay, Dallas, whatever, you know. So
Wholesale Shoes.
Yes, no, exactly.
She's a charmer. Anyway.
Yeah. Hey, I want my laptop back, and if not, you're going to pay consequences. I mean, who do you think you're talking to, your husband?
And now, you know, but see, here's what the public doesn't understand. She was invoking speech and debate. And when you're a cornered animal, I guess you don't care about appearances when you're in trouble.
No.
She's going to the law. And the speech and debate protects you if you're not under an investigation, if you're on the staff or you're a congressperson. It protects you from basically pretty much everything, unless you're under investigation within the body. So she was playing that card. But the big picture is, look, Congresses of the past century have built about every trap door and escape hatch you need to not be held accountable. And she's using it. And we've seen that countlessly in the past 5 years, where all these people get hauled into Congress, they get smacked in the face, and nothing happens to them.
Exactly.
They get an early job exit and a nice package. And and that $1,000 an hour lawyer that they're working with them, we're paying for that too. So that's the bigger picture. And Debbie Wasserman, so let's watch what happens. If it hadn't been the fluke of the guy taking off suddenly, renting his house out, renting his house to a Marine veteran who finds stuff and has wherewithal to call the feds and not the landlord, we wouldn't know any of this stuff.
Hey, Michael, how about a note to the Democrats is that, you know, with the hammer that you give to all these IT guys to dispose of equipment, you also include with the instructions the total not only destruction of the device, but also the elimination of said device so that there's, you know, there's no remnants of the destruction left behind. I mean, we want to get rid of the evidence in totality, don't we?
So we have to bank on that they don't get to be better liars. They're good enough as it is. I think it's incredible what I mean, who is vetting these people? Who has the procedures in place? How does this guy have access to her password? Listen, I'm sure she's real unhappy about that now.
Yeah, but her and all the other Democrats, her and the other Democrats, what was about a dozen other Democrats that had hired him as well, that we the people were paying millions of dollars for he and his family, right?
$4 million. That's the legal money they got. Now he's being accused, investigated for taking that information and selling it to the Muslim Brotherhood and perhaps other people. People talk about, well, is he handing stuff to Assange? Who's paying for it? Who wants to know these things? So, you know, the irony, if there's any karma, it would be, wouldn't it be wonderful if this whole psycho crowd that creates this far Russia story gets bitten in the tail that it really was someone that they gave access to within the Hill. Now, the problem is we know what happens when there's a story that they don't want to they cover it with a pillow and they smother it and they wait for the news cycle to flash by. And so we have to get really vigilant. I mean, I know we're waking up to this. I can see it, or we wouldn't have had a President Trump. But we have to wake up to the fact that that just woke up the other side, too. They were all snapping their fingers, totally confident that Hillary was going to win and this is going to continue. And they're still in their tirade, and they'll play as dirty. And now we're saying relentless. Yeah. I mean, it is August. Nothing.
Well, Michael, you know, think about this. If you are in the FBI, let's just call it a war room, and you've got a big whiteboard up there, and you've got all the players, you know, from Hillary Clinton to Debbie Wasserman Schultz, this IT guy, what's his name, Adwan, you know, that's involved. You've got the Russians. You've got Seth Rich. I mean, the whiteboard is just massive. With all kinds of strings, GPS fusion, right? It goes on, and meanwhile, over here in the corner, you've got Trump.
Well, because he's the fly in the ointment. And here's the big thing to me. I want to say to people, like, you think the American public didn't know he had a loud mouth and could be profane and really annoying, and that he wasn't somewhat narcissistic and could shoot off the cuff? Yeah. Here's, let me just insult you completely. We chose that consciously over her.
Right. Yes.
That's how much we didn't want. You know, it's like which bad family member do you want over for Christmas?
That's right.
So he's shaking it up. And quite frankly, those people are so silently corrupt and so overconfident and smooth. They needed a bomb thrower. And I don't think that people that voted for Trump are would budge today, because there's no surprise here. I mean, they threw all this stuff about him before, and people made their choice. It's important.
Well, sometimes you want a bull in a china shop, and I think this is what America decided. They said, hey, let's let the bull run, right? And we'll damage some things and turn some things upside down, because we need a major shakeup, because it is about time that we the people let the people of the Beltway know that we are in charge. It is we the people. Michael Dougherty, senior writer for Cyber Defense Magazine, board member at Snoop Wall. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Michael.
Good talking to you. Take care.
Always.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And then when I find myself in Hawaii, then it's 3 to 6 in the morning. Very early here, but hey, we're having all kinds of fun. Welcome back, America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Our next guest, little did he know, but I've known of his work for many, many years, and his pursuit of the truth and his whole story was quite an inspiration for me. And in fact, it continues to be lived out to this very day. And this is the thing about what God does in our lives and our ministries, and how, we sometimes don't even realize the appropriate thought, the idea, a smile, a hug, something that may seem so insignificant and so minor can have such a significant impact. And such is the story of Josh McDowell. As a young man, he considered himself an agnostic, converted after and overwhelming evidence for the reliability of the Christian faith. It's one thing to say, look, I doubt this, I don't believe in God, but it's another thing to do the hard work to say, look, I just don't want to be walking around like an idiot and saying, hey, I just don't believe in this stuff. Maybe I'm going to do some extra work. And Josh McDowell was compelled to do the extra work, to knock on doors that were closed, to seek until he found, and he discovered this compelling compelling evidence that said, look, at you know, you either have to accept the truth or accept the fact that you are denying the truth. And it was so compelling, the evidence was so compelling, that he finally had to surrender himself to the fact that Jesus Christ was in fact and is in fact what he said he is, and that is the Son of God. Since then, Josh's ministry, he has shared the gospel message to more than 25 million people in 125 countries, and is the author or co-author of some 148 books. But who's counting, right, Josh McDowell?
I am, because it ages you.
Well, what a terrific blessing. Go ahead.
You missed an introduction, but I'm a friend of Bill.
Well, that's very kind of you. I feel like I feel that way. I mean, after the many books that I have read of you, being aware of your ministry, and certainly we have Jesus Christ in common, and it's amazing that bond of friendship, what that has, the effect it has on people. Isn't that so?
You better believe it. I don't know what I'd do in life without friendships.
Oh, amen. Amen to that. Well, your new book, it's an honor to have you here on the show, Josh, and to talk about your latest release, which is targeted toward teens. Hashtag truth. So you even used the teen lingo. We got the hashtag down. So hashtag truth, a devotional specifically for teens. So tell us about the book and why teens this time.
Well, half of all my books I wrote towards teens, the other half towards parents, because if you want to work with teens, you've got to work in and through parents. But there was a major study done by Dr. Christian Smith, who's now at Notre Dame, and they wanted to find out why are 70-80% of Christian young people leaving their faith or leaving their church within a few months after high school graduation. So they did a major study, and they found two reasons. One, intellectual skepticism. No one would answer their questions. Second, it's not relevant to my life. And then, Bill, they did a study by Lifeway. What will bring them back? It's into the same two things. One, if truth is presented in a way that I understand it. And second, if it's taught in a way that is relevant to my life. And so I decided I want to do a book that presents truth that is relevant to one's life as a young person and as an adult. And I want to do it in a devotional format. So with each truth, I have 1 month to deal with it, because there's 12 months, there's 12 truths, and I have an average of 30 days each to deal with it. So that's why I did hashtag truth, to help parents pass their faith on to their children.
You know, and the other point to the survey, and I've heard of other surveys as well, Josh, over the years, you know, when teens hit these years, especially, you know, when they go to college, a lot of peer pressure, professorial pressure as well, you know, the whole college life dynamic, the kids, believe it or not, will still look over their shoulder to the parents to see where are the parents in this. And what they found is if the parents were consistent in their walk with God, that almost served as a bit of a tether to hold them to their faith as opposed to abandoning it altogether. Did you find that to be the case as well?
Oh, absolutely. One of the studies showed, it was by universities, that parents are very concerned about losing their children between television, the internet, pornography, high school, university, etc. And in their study, they found one thing that would override all those negative issues in a child's life, including peer pressure, and that was a loving, intimate relationship with one's daddy.
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
Wow, that's powerful.
And I would throw in there the mother, but the father always comes out 1 or 2, 3 percentage points higher than the mother, and the impact on the child if their relationships are equal. And you're right. And what I wanted to do with hashtag truth is I tell parents, you know, go to josh.org if you got one child, buy two books. Why? Because I want to make the money on it. No. All the money's given away. But if a parent reads through this, one, they're going to learn so much. But if they read through it like in the same day their child is, it can open doors to them for conversation. Yes. When you know what your child is reading, it'll give you a greater confidence to interact with them, mm-hmm. to say things like at the table, whatever. Well, what did you think about what Josh said about the resurrection today? Did that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
And then as a parent, you listen. Then you talk. Because exactly. Kids know, kids, if you listen to them, they usually will listen to you.
And they're excited when they discover something, Josh, and when they're spending this time, you know, the format that you have here, for every month of the year, you've got a topic, the truth that God exists, starting in January, February, the truth about God's Word, March, the truth about original sin, and it goes on for each month of the year. And what I like about this focus, it reminds me, I was talking with somebody earlier about this, if you remember the story of Benjamin Franklin and his search for you know, values and apprehending godly values. He would take a value every week and he would say, okay, I'm going to be kind this week. And constantly during the week, he would challenge and ask that question. Hey, how did I do with kindness? Was I successful today? You know, could I have done better? And so that became the focus. And I like what you're doing here in terms of the entire month and also having the parent be aware of what the child is reading so that, you know, in the month of January, the focus is the existence of God. And wow, what kind of conversation that could potentially bring up.
Tremendous. Like in that chapter, in presenting who God is, everybody be asking this, well, God is love, God is holy, and that's about as far as they can go.
Mm-hmm.
But what is the first thing that God revealed about himself? He's a creator. In the beginning, God created. He's a creator God. And why is that important? Because it shows two things, meaning and significance.
Yeah.
And as a child starts to understand that and you apply it to their life, they will understand God in a whole different concept.
Wow. And you just can't wait to have that conversation with your child as opposed to hearing about some of the crazy stuff that I'm sure parents hear every year. You know, after the first, almost their first semester and they come home from Thanksgiving, I hear the stories, Josh, that parents are so shocked about their kids, you know, what they bring back from school with them. And it is quite the family cultural shock that takes place around the Thanksgiving dinner table. This might open up a whole different dynamic and dimension for parents without a doubt and for their children as well. Josh McDowell is with us. We're talking about his brand new book. Hashtag Truth. More from Josh after the break. Stay with us, America.
Dear friends in Christ, the Reverend Michael Spurlock.
From the studio that brought you War Room and Miracles from Heaven comes All Saints, a new pastor's first assignment to close a struggling church.
I think God's with me.
He wants us to save this little church by making the land into a farm.
From a seed of faith grows hope.
Back where we started.
We are not where we started. We're somewhere completely new.
All Saints, starring John Corbett, rated PG, parental guidance suggested, in theaters August 25th. For tickets and showtimes, go to allsaintsmovie.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, mama, don't you treat me wrong. Come and love you, daddy, all night long, all night long.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, a conversation with Josh McDowell continues. As a young man, Josh considered himself an agnostic, as we talked about earlier, truly believed that Christianity was worthless. However, when challenged to intellectually examine the claims of Christianity, Josh discovered compelling, overwhelming evidence for the reliability of the Christian faith. One of his most popular books was Evidence That Demands a Verdict, and for more than 40 years, Josh has encouraged and strengthened the faith of millions of people around the world. Now, Josh and his son, Dr. Sean McDowell, have collaborated on a completely updated and expanded edition of this modern apologetics classic, and it's coming out pretty soon. Isn't that correct, Josh?
It's coming out October 3rd. It's 80% a brand new book.
Wow. Can't wait for it. And of course, who would have thought, Josh, when you first went down this journey, the first step, that your soon doctor son would be joining you on an update?
You know, it is a joy in my life that I never anticipated such fruit from it. But he went and got his PhD, teaches in the graduate department on apologetics for Biola.
Yes.
And he's got three sisters just like him.
Mm. Wow. Yeah, when God says, he will give us more than we could think or imagine, that definitely fits the mold, doesn't it?
It really does. And a lot of people say, well, raising your children, you've just been lucky. I come unglued. I said, there's not luck in raising a child. There's no one thing you do that produces a good child, but there is bad luck. There's one thing that can happen that will create a poor child. What? Like what? Sex abuse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And one money bet can affect a child's life negatively. Yeah.
Right. Well, we're here talking about your new book, Hashtag Truth, a devotional dedicated to teens. And, on the surface, we see 12 truths, goes along with 12 months. And, one thing that I learned when I was in Bible college was the significance of numbers. God is very specific about numbers, and there's a lot of meaning to that number 12. So I'm going to ask you, why
12 truths?
It doesn't have to do with 12 months. Mm-hmm. My son and I wrote a book called Unshakable Truth. We wanted to find out how parents can pass their faith on to their children, how pastors should preach in the 21st century, how Bible studies should be operated. And we ended up studying the life of Justin Martyr almost 2,000 years ago. Mm-hmm. Because what a man he was. He took the church from the first 100 years of 25,000 people with what he taught and everything, took him to over 20 million in the next 200 years by the Council of Nicaea. Mm-hmm. And he said, to pass our faith on to our children, to speak the truth to a generation, you must teach 12 truths, not 11, not 13. I thought, no way. Mm-hmm. And I went to him, I said, wow, that is right. And so we took these 12 truths and put them into the 12 months. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, with each truth, I have an average of 30 days to embed that truth into a child's thinking and life. And it just works perfect for 12 months for the 12 truths. But the truths were not chosen for the months, but because of Justin Martyr.
Wow, so something that has been proven through the millennia that echoes down from the ages is translated into the vernacular for the 21st century for these young children that are hungry more for more than bread and drink, but the very word of God.
You know, if we don't get kids into the word of God, where they come to love it, we have totally failed them.
Yeah.
And my prayer is with hashtag truth, parents can use this to embed a love for Scripture, a love for God, and a love for truth. Mm-hmm. And I believe if a child goes through this, that will be the end results. Now, of course, that depends on the Holy Spirit.
Yes. Amen. Well, Josh, we mentioned earlier the pulls of the culture and how powerful they are. And you touched on something very significant, and that is the pull of pornography. Much more pervasive, much more powerful than we're willing to admit. Why is that?
Because of the internet. There's 26 million pornographic websites on the internet, one click away. That's all it is. Hmm. And there's 2.3 billion pornographic web pages, one click away. Pornography is the greatest threat to the cause of Christ in the history of the world. Chuck Swindoll calls it the greatest cancer in the history of the church. If we do not deal with pornography, then we are failing as parents and as pastors and leaders. And one of the ways to deal with pornography is to embed truth that develops convictions about things in your child's life. And I got to tell you, one of the things out in front of me, that carrot on writing hashtag truth was, to make sure that I can embed this truth into a child's life where I'll help them to deal with a pornographic issue. It is so huge. We can't even comprehend how big it is and how influential.
Well, I read the statistics about how prevalent it is in the pews of the church today, but you hear so little coming, from the pulpit to confront this horrendous issue.
Well, several reasons for that. One, you don't hear it addressed because one of shame in their own life is tremendously shame-oriented. Second, with leaders and everything else, there's a fear of exposure if I talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then third is ignorance. They really don't know much about it. Just for example, one site is so big that if what it distributes in pornography every 30 days was printed out, it would fill 540 million four-drawer file cabinets. That's only one of 26 million sites in 30 days.
Wow.
And so, and this was one of my motivations for writing hashtag truth, is to help parents to embed truth into their children's lives that will help them cope with pornography. I'm amazed that you recognize that, Bill. Most Christian influencers do not understand the impact of pornography. And I'm amazed that you even bring it up. I'm impressed.
Well, it's just, it's something that I'm seeing. Obviously, you can blame the Holy Spirit for that, Josh, because I'm not that smart. It's just I see these things, and then as our conversation evolves, then the Holy Spirit says, hey, how about this? This is something that sticks out.
I know.
And we need to address this.
See,
so.
I knew. Mm-hmm. Bill, I knew you're not very smart, and that's what surprised me. I just had to get that in, Bill.
Well, thank you so much for keeping me humble, because sometimes when you do a show like this, people, and I have dear friends that know me, and they say, hey, I know you. I know you're not that smart. And I go, well, you got to blame God for that, because that really is totally God. I have to surrender to that. I cannot claim any credit whatsoever. Hashtag truth, the impact, what really you have hoped and certainly against the culture and these influences that we're talking about, it is reminiscent of what St. Paul had experienced with the bad porridge. He said, bring me the pure stuff so that we can we can counter the disease, the poison porridge, right? And in a sense, hashtag truth can do this.
I really believe it can. And I would encourage parents, you can get it by just going to josh.org. That's simple enough to remember. Josh.org. And if you have two children, buy three copies. Why? One for yourself, mom, dad, that you're reading the same thing your children are reading that will open up doors of conversation. And hashtag truth will become more real in a child's life when there's interaction with adults on it.
Yeah, without a doubt. What a great idea here, Josh. As we wrap things up here in the final minute and a half, what advice do you have for our parents that might have concerns about their teens and their walk with the Lord?
Always focus on building a loving, intimate relationship with your child. Truth without relationships leads to rejection. Rules without relationships lead to rebellion. It's the relationship. And you can go to josh.org/resources, josh.org/resources, and you can download the 7 A's of Parenting. It's about 12, 14 pages by Dottie and me of 7 simple biblical principles in building relationships, no matter how old your child is or what the situation is with your child. It can usually lead to response and not rejection. So just go to josh.org/resources and download the 7 A's. It's free. Almost everything on there is free, and download it.
Well, parents, and I would say, I know that the book is broken up in 12 months. It starts with January. Don't be so, so fixed that you have to wait till January. There's nothing wrong with starting in August or September. Get your hands on the book right away. You could empower your child, your son, your daughter in a most incredible way with this incredible devotional, hashtag truth by Josh McDowell, a 365-day devotional for teens. And dare we say, Josh, as we've said several times, for parents as well, what a great tool. Josh McDowell, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Bill, and God bless.
God bless. Thank you. This is Bill Martinez. Thank you for sharing a part of your day with us. We will see you mañana, same time, same place on this SDG Radio Network.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for a superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.